speaking of laundry, yesterday, as we talked about, was National Laundry Day. But for nearly 60% of the world's population, Laundry Day means washing clothes by hand. And West Michigan manufacturer Whirlpool is addressing this issue with what's called the Washing Machine Project. And we're going to find out a little bit about that right now from our guest joining us from the Center for Innovation at Whirlpool headquarters in Stevensville. Navjot Sahni as the founder of the Washing Machine Project, and Deb O'Connor is the managing director from the Whirlpool Foundation. Navjot, good morning.
Good morning, Ken. How are you?
Doing very well. Appreciate a chance to speak with you this morning. Deb, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having us.
Well, I'm interested to hear about the Washing Machine Project. Navjot, you're the founder of this project. What is this project, and how does it impact women and girls around the world?
Great question. I mean, the Washing Machine Project was founded on a promise. It's a promise to my next-door neighbor, a lady that I met in South India when I was on sabbatical from my career in the UK as an engineer. Her name was Divya, and she her life was an everyday struggle, whether it was foraging for wood to cook her food or hand-washing her family's clothes. She spent hours and hours and hours a day doing this back-breaking work, and the first thing I did was offer an electric washing machine, and she said, you know, I have limited access to electricity, and so that's when I promised her a manual washing machine. So we've now created the world's first flat packable manual washing machine, and we distribute those all around the world. And so excited to be here to announce this amazing collaboration with the Whirlpool Foundation to help accelerate and impact hundreds of thousands of more people, women and girls all around the world.
Now, when you're talking about 60% of the world's population of billions, that's an awful lot of people that are impacted by this.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, all of those people that are impacted, they spend up to 20 hours a week doing laundry by hand. So this Divya washing machine will reduce that by 70%. So you can see the amount of time that they will have to work or spend more time with their family, rest. It's really, really going to impact their lives.
Deb O'Connor's with us from the Whirlpool Foundation talking about the Washing Machine Project. So how is the Whirlpool Foundation addressing this lack of access to washing machines?
Well, I'll tell you, about 10 years ago, we created a manual washing machine, and we are really good at building products. We can engineer, we have quality, we have safety, we can package it. But the one thing we couldn't do with this group of people was we weren't very good at distributing it because we don't really market to that target audience. And so when I met Nav, they are really good at distribution. They get people inside the country and into the villages and create relationships with the people, really, and find out how they wash and what they need. And so they are great at distribution. So it really became this 1+1=3, you know, perfect relationship. So we're helping there. We also have the exciting thing is we have probably 10 or 12 engineers who've been working on this for about a year, helping to refine the machine. But also our employees are able to volunteer. And I don't know if you can hear some noise behind us, but we're literally in the warehouse where they're building.
Oh, my goodness. How about that?
We're building a couple hundred machines.
Wow. So obviously these are not the standard machines that roll off the assembly line and wind up in people's laundry rooms. So how does this machine actually work?
Yeah, and I wish you were here to be on the line assembling these machines. We can make one every 10 or so minutes right now. And the machine itself is it's called the Divya washing machine, based after the inspiration behind the project. And it's an all-metal construction. It's a large capacity drum size, so you can put 20 to 25 pieces of clothes. And it's recyclable at the end of life and sustainable. It's repairable remotely, and it saves up to 75% of time and 50% of water compared to hand washing clothes. And you turn it with your hand, and the drum inside turns. So yeah, if your listeners are really interested, we have a few videos and a product page on the website, washingmachineprojects.org, and I'd urge your listeners to have a look.
All right. Obviously, there's a lot going on behind you. There is these machines are actually being manufactured as we speak this morning. And the Washing Machine Project and the Whirlpool Foundation are collaborating on this and will deliver thousands of these manual washing machines to low-income and underserved communities and households around the world for the next 5 years. Deb, this is a noble venture on the part of the Whirlpool Foundation.
Thank you. We're so excited about it, and we can just see, we can see out to the future that this is, it's really impacting women, so we want to do more.
Well, you've been hearing about the Washing Machine Project. The founder of the Washing Machine Project, Navjot Sani, has been our guest, as well as Deb O'Connor, Managing Director from the Whirlpool Foundation, talking with us from the Stevensville Center for Innovation at Whirlpool headquarters. And thanks to both of you for sharing this with us this morning.
Thanks so much.
Thank you so much. We'd love to see you on the line. So that's an open invite to you to come and assemble some machines with us.
Oh, I'd love to do that. Wouldn't that be a lot of fun? Thanks so much for your time this morning.